after 4 years gap, again I have got the opportunity to come to Big Islands and at the Golden Volcano Temple. Everything is regulated by Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I had the desire to come, but when Supreme Lord desires, then that desire is fulfilled. He is regulating anything, everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's volcano, golden volcano means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can rescue all. He rescued Mayavadis also, who cannot have bhakti, cannot believe of the eternal form of Supreme Lord. There cannot be any bhakti. But he appeared with this power of destroying that with dynamite. So it is volcano. Volcanic eruption. Now you see, what is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to practice 5 devotional forms. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sraddhaya Simurti Sevan, Sakala Sadhana Sreshtai Panchanga, Krishna Prem Janmai Ei Patir Alpa Sangha. তার মধ্যে সর্বশ্রেষ্ঠ নাম সংকীর্তন, নিরপরাধের নাম লইলে পায় প্রেমধান। চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু হ্যাজ টট আস 5 প্রিন্সিপাল ডিভোশনাল ফর্মস। ফার্স্ট সাধু সঙ্গ, অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ বোনাফাইড সাধু সেইন্টস, কোম্পানি of bona fide sadhus. First, all the Naam Sankirtan is the highest, but he started with Sadhu Sangha. Why? First Sadhu Sangha, because without the association of bona fide sadhus, we cannot properly perform chanting of the holy name. You have to know holy name of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. What relation you have got with Him? Who is the ultimate reality? And who are you in relation to Him? And what is this world? And the mutual relation between God, soul and the world. This is the foundation. You will find in Kaviraj Goswami's writing also. Veda Shastra kahe sambandha abhidhya prayan. Krishna praipa sambandha bhakti praipir sadhan. Abhidhya nam bhakti prem prayan. Purushartha shirabuni prem mahadhan. Veda Shastra kahe. In all scriptures we will find 3 aspects. Sambandha, Abhidhya, Prayajan. First, Sambandha. What is the ultimate reality? What relation you have got with Him? Who is Krishna? You want to chant the holy name? You have to learn it from a sadhu, bona fide sadhu. Without the grace of the sadhu, bona fide sadhu. He cannot properly chant Naam Sankirtan. He cannot properly hear or listen to Srimad Bhagavat. He cannot perform this. The hearing of Srimad Bhagavat, that also will be taught by sadhu, how to hear. And Naam Bhagavat Sravan Mathuravas, how we can have our stay at the holy place, transcendental holy place of Mathura, Vrindavan. How? Will teach us about the glory of the transcendental realm Mathura, Vrindavan, sadhu. First, he has mentioned sadhu. Why? There is also, there is some reason for it. And again, to worship of deities, who is deity? We have to know. Now, when I had been to in college, in Oxford Dictionary, I saw it is written, when idol, what is the meaning of idol? False God. False God. And I said it to, in the meeting also, that they have said idol is false God. And brought, I have brought another Oxford Dictionary to show them. I found they have changed the meaning. What is this? They have changed the meaning. Idol means object of excessive devotion. False God is omitted. You know, what I have said? Then I brought my dictionary from my previous family, which I told them I want that book. And I saw in that book, it was written false God. And they have changed it. Because they themselves are worshipping. How they can say false God? So you have to know, you are worshipping deities. Who is deity? And how to worship? You can get all knowledge from sadhu. Sadhu, association, company of bona fide sadhu is essential for performing any kind of devotional form. That is the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying. We belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's group, school of thought. We should get our teachings from him. We do not understand, but our Guru Bhargava used to explain this in this way, as far as I have remembered. Now, Bhagavat Sravan, again, particularly he mentioned the name Bhagavat, not Gita, Mahabharat, Ramayana, Vedas, no. Bhagavat Sravan. Why? Because you have got this precious human birth in this Kali Yuga. Any moment may lose this precious birth. So you should not move hither and thither. Go through Bhagavat. You will get everything. Now you see, I am giving reference to Bhagavat. Nimi Navajagandra Sangvat. Vidharaj Nimi. With all Brahmins were performing oblations, sacrifices. And Navajagandra, the youngest sons of Rishabhdev, Mahabhagavat, they are the greatest Vaishnavas, they set their holy footprints at the sacrificial site of Vidharaj Nimi, at his house. Kobiyohi Antarikha, Prabuddha Pipalayana, all these. 9 munis, when they said their holy footprints there, Vidyaranyavi immediately stood and made obeisances to them, served them. After serving, he said, what is it? Manne bhagavata shakkat parshala bududdhishaha vishnu bhudani lokanang pavanaya charanti. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj in Ekadash Kanto, 11th canto. Manya bhagavata shakkat parshala bududdhishaha vidyarad nibhi, he is saying, it seems to me, it appears to me, that you are all direct personal associates of Supreme Lord Madhusudana Sri Krishna. It seems to me, by seeing you. A Vidyaraj Nimi, although in household life, but he is a pure devotee. A devotee, pure devotee, a sadhu can recognize a sadhu. A non-sadhu cannot recognize a sadhu. If he is sadhu, everybody will recognize? No. A learned person can give respect to a learned person. An illiterate person cannot give. He has got no capacity to understand the dignity of a learned person. Impossible. He cannot give. A sadhu can give respect to sadhu, but a non-sadhu cannot give. When Sukadev Goswami was moving in the villages, naked, 16 years age, his Paramahamsa, Mahabhagavat, he is the foremost among the devotees, foremost among the jiyo-yogis, foremost among the gyanis. When he was in the mother's womb, he got Brahmananda. But he was going through the villages. Villagers thought, this person is a crazy person. Mad. They threw dust on him. They spitted on him. As he was Paramahamsa, he did not say anything. All the village people could not understand. But when he set his holy footprints in Sukartal, where Parikshit Maharaj, being cursed by a Brahmin, went there, after 7 days he will die by snake bite, you know. And many Muni Rishis, the innumerable numbers of millions of Munyan Munishis and also kings, they were there. At that time when Sukadeva Goswami set his holy footprints, they all stood up. They could understand. He's not an ordinary man. Amongst them, Parashuram was there, Dashavatar. He is also an incarnation of Supreme Lord, or incarnation word is not good, avatar. Incarnation word also used for human beings, I've seen. It is not good. Avatar is correct. There are many words we will not find. Dharma and religion are not synonymous. But we have got no other way, we say religion. Religion is a system of faith. Dharma is something different. Dhrimaka. By which the individual entity can retain his own personality, integrity. By which the whole society can be, he can hold the society. The dharma can hold the country, can hold the continents, can hold the innumerable universe. Dharma is such. Dharma is not only a ritualistic performance or a system of worship or faith. Dhrimaka, dharan. But there is no word, so is a religion. Difference. Like this. Now, here, Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj Patrad, Muni Rishi is there advising him. Some advising him, you are a king, you give away your money, you donate, then you will get your ultimate goal. Some others say, no, only 7 days by giving away money, you will not get. You should perform oblation. Another Muni says, no, that is also not possible. You should accept Jnana Yoga, meditation, etc. Another says, no, Nash Pranayam, Yoga. So many rishis, they are giving so many advices of taking so many methods. He was puzzled. He remembered Krishna. I am born in Pandava family. Pandavas are very dear to you. Oh, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, rescue me, rescue me. Then Sukadeva Goswami went there. Sri Krishna sent his own man. And Sukadeva Goswami before them, Patrishi, Chavanrishi, Bhigu, Angira, Narad, Vishwamitra, also Bhairdeva was there. I am Sukadeva. I have got that Brahmananda when I was in Mother's womb. So I am speaking. When I have got Krishna Premananda, when I have heard from Krishna's glories from our Guru, most revered Gurudev or Father, you may say, Vyasadev, then I have given up Brahmananda. So it is my advice to you, only hear Bhagavat, nothing else. Krishna Katha, about the glories of the transcendental name, form, attributes, personal associates, and the pastimes of Krishna, nothing else. Nobody could object to this. No Mundish. They are also hearing. Now you see, here, Vidharaj Nimi is saying, why you have come? I have not invited you. I have not invited you, but you have come by your own sweet will to rescue me. What purpose? Vishnu Bhutani Lokanang Pavarai Charantahi. Why Vaishnava Shuddha Bhakta they move from one place to another? What purpose? Not for their own purpose. You have got no purpose here to meet me. You have come here to rescue us. Mahanta Sabhavitarite Pamar Nijakajanahita Bujantar Ghar. This is the nature of a Shuddha Bhakta Sadhu to go door to door of the conditioned souls of the world to rescue them, not for their own purpose. They go. Vishnu Bhutari Lokanang Pavanay Charantihi. Durlabhanga Manasadiha Dehinang Khana Bhangura Tapte Durlabhanga Manne Vaikuntha Priya Darshana. This human birth is very scarce. Out of great penance you can get this. After 80 lakhs of births you have got this. A great difficulty. For that reason, Durlabha Manasadiha Dehinang Khana Bhangura. But this life will not last long. Any moment you will lose this human birth. After this human birth, you will be born again as human being. There is no guarantee. For that, you should start immediately worship of Supreme. By creating human being, Supreme Lord is happy. He has created all the living beings in this world. By creating trees, mountains, and mountains have got all life. Jagadish Bose has proved it scientifically. At first we did not believe. But when Jagadish Bose proved it scientifically, we believed. Mountains have got growth. And there are so many living beings in this world. Aquatic animals in the water. And worms in the excrements, in the stools, and also birds. Ten larks, we say, 1 million. Birth of birds we pass through, and 3 millions of animal birth, dogs, cats, etc. After that, we have got this human birth. After this birth, you will get again human birth. Whatever you think at the time of death, you will get that sort of body. As for example, King Bharat, the eldest son of Rishabdev, he thought, if I remain in this house, I cannot devote my full energy for the service of Supreme Lord. When service of Supreme Lord is the only duty of this human being, but I shall not remain. In young age, he renounced and he went to the forest. But by providence, what happened? He came in contact with the young one of a deer, she deer. That deer jumped to cross over a spring by hearing the roaring sound of the lion, and the young one was in his inner room, and they fell down on the spring. And that was also fit-getting. After some time, that young one will die. King Bharat saw this. Out of compassion, he took out that. From that spring, that young one of the deer. Now he has got the responsibility to look after me. Mother died by jumping over the spring. Then he was going to the villages to beg milk, etc. He has renounced his wife, children, I shall not give my energy to them. But here again Maya has come. He was giving attention. Always for this deer. Deer's eyes are very beautiful, very attractive. And he was attracted by the deer. And always thinking about it. At the time of death, so many ferocious animals are here. How this deer will be rescued? By thinking, he died, and in next birth he became deer. What is the guarantee of us? Jang jang bhavishmaram bhavam tajettante kalevaram tam tam udhikounti sada tad bhava bhavidhen Gita it is saying. Whatever you think, at the time of death, you will get birth accordingly. You are thinking about dog, about cats, and so many things you are thinking. And at the time of death, if you are thinking about dog, you will die, then you will take the form of, get the birth of dog. Is there any guarantee? No guarantee. So, you should start bhajan immediately. Durlabhangam anusodhya dehinam khanabhagula. Tate durlamanne vaikuntha priyadarshanam. Shuddha Bhakta Sadhu is extremely scarce, rarely to be found. This human birth is durlabh after extreme, passing through extreme trouble, you have got this birth. But more scarce is of getting a Shuddha Bhakta. More scarce. Now what we have to ask Shuddha Bhakta? You should not ask the Shuddha Bhakta for material benefit. Atatyantam khevam pricchava bhavata anadha sangsari khanardhavi satsanga sevadina. For eternal benefit, you have to ask such question. By that you can get eternal benefit, not non-eternal material benefits. You should go to the sadhus. What is the use of going to the sadhus? Sadhus cannot say, you jump into the non-eternal things of this world, into the fire and be burnt. These non-eternal relations is like a fire. No sadhu can say like this. You ask for eternal welfare. But that is. Now, Vidharadnivi asked one question. Sadhus, they will direct 9 questions. 9 questions and 9 munis there, they gave instructions and gave the answers and instructions to Vidharadnivi. You should go through in Ekadash Kanda. How to worship Krishna? How to get Krishna? How to cross over this ocean of birth and death? Yet to hear from 9 munis, he put 9 questions. 1 question is, Yathaitam Aishwari Mayam Dustram Akritatmati Taranta Shrodhya Bharshoida Uchyata. Yathaitam Aishwari Mayam, the elusive energy of Supreme Lord consisting of 3 primal qualities, Sattva Rajottama. How I can get, I can cross over this ocean of birth and death by Rajagun, the living beings are created. I have got this body has got birth, it is created. By Sattvagun it will be sustained, by Tamagun it will be destroyed. So how to cross over this ocean of birth and death? At the time of birth, the living being, when he was in the mother's womb, at least human beings, we are speaking of human beings, other beings have got no capacity to understand. They have got discriminating form, no discriminating power. Out of instinct, those animals are birds, they are doing. But the human beings have been gifted with discriminating power. They can accept eternal truth and give up non-eternal. For that reason, it is applicable to the human beings. Then, Yathayata Vaishwaring Mayam Dustara Vakritatma. It's like an ocean. How can I surmount this ocean, cross over this ocean of births and deaths at the time of birth in the mother's womb? Immense suffering. When worms bite, that baby, small, remaining with hips up and a stooping head, like this, in the mother's womb. And worms are biting. It's got no capacity to make, to redress that suffering. No capacity, like this. If anybody is fastened, you have got this big body now, with strong body, and with thick skin. And if you are fastened with a pillar from top to bottom, and some poisonous ants are thrown in it, and they start biting you, what sort of pain you will get? You will do like this. It will be more painless than death. Severe pain you will get. But you could not redress it because you were fastened. Like that baby is fastened and soft body, tremendous suffering we have got in mother's womb. After that, when you are born, also threefold afflictions. Afflictions of the body, of so many diseases you will find nowadays. Everybody, when they are diseased, they got extreme suffering. And also, this is called adhatmik klesh in Sanskrit. Suffering of the body and suffering of the mind due to separation grief of near and dear ones. There is also suffering. Whether you are the poor or the rich, everybody will have to suffer from this. Adibhauti, you are getting also, you are getting suffering from other living beings of this world. They are disturbing you. But you can save yourself from other living beings. Or even tigers and lions. But now, in this Kali Yuga, it has been difficult to save yourself from your own species, human beings. They are killing without any kind of enmity or hostility. He has never seen those persons, have got never any kind of hitch amongst them. Only for their political purpose, they are killing, they are hijacking the plane, they are killing by bomb. So much ferocious human beings have become. It is difficult now for the human beings to save themselves from their own species. And all the tigers and lions, they are laughing at us. We are eating some, we are also killing for our own livelihood. Not unnecessarily you are killing. But your human beings were unnecessarily killing. They are not killing unnecessarily. For their livelihood they are killing. So, this sort of tremendous suffering caused by the other living beings of this world. And Adidaivik, by you are making all programs, all these programs, I shall have to marry my daughter, I shall do all this, I shall take the business, and they have been given instructions. But in Gujarat, what had happened? So many buildings, some earthquake fell down, and lots of people died. I saw it myself in my boyhood. In my boyhood, when I was a child, in our place, there was a steamer. There was a boat there, steamer. But I have not seen trains. Our uncles and other elders, they are going to Calcutta. And they saw a train is like this, and they brought one toy train. Then I was very much eager to go there and to see the train and to enter into the train, to go to Calcutta. I submitted my prayer to them. I want to see that. You are now a small boy. You should pass matriculation, then college, then you will go. Whatever the young children, they submit their desire, the elders, they do not care for this, they reproach. Then I was very much mentally disturbed. Whatever desire I have got, they will not fulfill. They will say, no. What can be done? Now, I was sleeping by the side of the mother. At dead of night, the bedstead was moving like this. Then I thought, I have entrained into a train. A train is moving. After some time, mother stood up and uttering Hari 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 Hari. Why Hari Hari? It is very good. I was not opening my eyes if I did not see the train. Then outside people said, hey, come out, come out. I am not going out. Forcibly they brought. One almira in another room fell out. There nobody was there, saved by Lord's desire. I came out. I saw everybody was so much frightened. They're uttering the name, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and they're blowing on the conch shell. And also the Muslims, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All are uttering their own object to worship God in their name, with so much fear. Then I asked my father, this is good, this is moving, what is this? This earthquake. All the buildings will go inside the, and from the water, all the earth will come out, and whole human beings will be destroyed, will die. Then I understood, oh, this is earthquake. Oh, I have no experience of this. Well, father told me. But at that time, nobody believes in God. There is no God. But when there are so much earthquakes, they are uttering, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Like that. Here also in Hilo, we do not believe in God. Then when there will be volcanic eruption and there will be earthquake, then all will utter, oh God, oh God, oh God. Isn't that forcible? Like, I have seen that. Now, you see, yathayatam aishwaring mayam dustaram akritatmadi taram dasaradhyam maharsha idam uchyatam. I have got no knowledge. I have a conditioned soul. Out of humbleness, he is saying. Conditioned soul. I have got misconception of self. I think I am this body. I am full number one, as you say. Our Parampuja Sai Maharaj says, full number one. Those who do not believe in God, he is full number one. Or a madman, or full number one. Then now here also, I am a dunderhead, dunderpit. Because I have got this misconception of the self. How I can cross over this ocean of birth and death? Kindly please advise me. Easiest way, we are all enslaved jivas. If you prescribe some difficult method, then it is very difficult for us. How we can cross over the ocean? Easiest way. What is the easiest way? Then Prabuddha Muni replied, in India you will find there is one kind of treatment, Ayurvedic treatment. Ayurvedic treatment, Ayurvedic science. They treat with herbs, nature cure, herbs. At that time, Ayurvedic doctors, they used to give purgative first. When any person, any patient comes for treatment, first they will give purgative. Everything should be cleared from them. Then we should give medicine. Here also, Prabuddha Vini first gave purgative. What is that purgative? Karmanna haravanam dukahattai shukhayacha. Pashet pagibhijam vithuni charinang nina. He did not say directly the medicine first. First he has given purgative. In this world, we human beings, we start work, doing something, for what purpose? to remove afflictions. Purpose is to remove afflictions, to remove our wants and to get happiness. You have come here, you have got the same purpose. And you have invited so many persons, they have not come. They are in their house. What is the use of going to that golden volcanic temple? What benefit you shall get? If I remain here, then in the shop, then I can get money. If I can get money, I can remove my wants and fulfill my desires. I can get happiness. If I go there in the temple, whole time will be spoiled and I am to give something there. I am not so full, I should not go there. They will not come. They are also thinking how to remove the afflictions and how to get happiness. You have also thought, if we go there, if we see the sadhus, if we see the jitis, if we hear Krishna katha, then we shall be benefited, can remove our afflictions, we can get happiness. So you have taken trouble, you have come here. Others are not coming. All are trying. Their target is, everybody's target is to get happiness and to remove miseries. That is, whatever we do, whether business, whether any job or any legal profession or any kind of other profession, doctor profession, etc. Whatever we do for removing the afflictions to get happiness. Karmana dukahattai shakayacha. Pashyet paak visham githuni charinanina. When one person with a single effort, he cannot remove his affliction miseries and wants and cannot get happiness, then he think, I shall marry. I shall marry with the help of the wife, I shall get. Then, with the help of the wife, both are trying to get happiness and to remove affliction. But miseries are increasing. Oh, then if I can get one son, then the son was born, and after that, so much difficulties, so much thinking, so much worries. Continuing, I am begetting children, son, daughter, 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 3, 4, 5. By limited company, they are trying to get happiness and remove afflictions. But, O Vidhuharajnivi, see the reverse result. Result is reverse. They are increasing the trouble and they are not getting happiness. Just the reverse. We think if we get money, we shall be happy. Those who are moneyed, they are happy. Go ask them. We are mendicants. We are poor persons. We beg from door to door. Ordinary persons, we have got connection with them. And we are also invited to a big, big persons also. And we had the opportunity to go to their house. And up till now, we have not seen any rich person happy. Up till now. When our Param Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, was living at Simayapur, many queens of the states, that they have got their independent states, and they came to see Mayapur. The Mayapur, there was no pitch road, all this road, and no vehicles. They made arrangement, queens are going there, velvet, from the Ganges to the place of the Jagopit temple and also Chaitanya Math, were all velvet. And so many servants, maid servants, so many forces also. By seeing that whole the looking people, oh, they are very happy, they are very happy. Oh, so much wealth, so much gorgeous they are. We cannot imagine. They are moving on the road over velvet, like that. But one of the queens of Jaipur, she expressed her desire to speak to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. I want to speak my heart to you. Alone, nobody should be present here. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he beckoned and given a signal, you should go outside. All the brahmacharis sannyasin. Then what is the matter? I am most unhappy person. I have got immense trouble by seeing, by hearing this. Our Param Gurudev was very much astonished. There are so much persons, so much wealth, so much maid servants, so much. How he can be unhappy? What is the reason? You are unhappy. Who will be happy? Yes, you see, my life is very much which I cannot express, but you are a sadhu and expressing. I am married, but I have got no connection with the husband for the last 1 year or 2 years. They are keeping me in a cell. They are always guarding me. By my own desire, I cannot move. Amiji, I want to commit suicide. But suicide is a great sin. So I fear. I am not happy. A street beggar is happier than me. I am not happy. Please bless me. That I do not like to be born in the king's family. Please bless me. It is better to be a street beggar on the street. I was astounded. By getting money, you should not be happy. If I marry a beautiful wife, then you should be happy. Think like this. For those who are married, they come to us. Amiji, we committed a mistake. But I am not married. I am thinking. If I would have married, then I would have more happy. I am also repenting, but not marrying, and they are repenting by marrying. You see, there in Delhi, one sweetmeat, ball like sweetmeat is there. That sweetmeat's name is Laddu, you know? Laddu. Previously, 500 years back, at that time, there were no vehicles, no trains. It is very difficult to go to Delhi. And one small town, all are very eager to taste the laddu of Delhi. But how they can get it? They cannot go. Their desire is there, but how it can be fulfilled? By Lord's desire, one person has come with all the laddus of Delhi in wicker basket and moving. Laddu, one laddu, 10 pies, at that time 10 pies was very much costly, 10 pies, big pies. By one pies you can get 2 kilo of brinjals, like that. Now there is no value of money. By 2 rupees you could get at that time 1 bund of rice. Can you think of? I saw personally. There is no value of money now. At that time, One laddu, 10 pies. So many people surrounded. Give me, give me, give me. And whole laddus were sold. Many persons could not get. Those who could not get, they were repenting. All the laddu has come, but we have got no fortune to take it. Are those who have tasted, what they have tasted? When in the wood, when you're cutting the wood by the, not axe, saw, by the saw when you're cutting the wood, there dust of woods. With the dust and with some molasses, they have made that. When they tasted the, they are also repenting. And those who have not taken, they are also repenting. Like this. Those who are married, they are repenting. And those who are not married, they are repenting. If brahmacharis make mistake and goes to the family life by marrying, then if after that he wants to be released from them, he will not be able to. I have seen it. Once you commit a mistake, then that, like a bear, that person will, those relations will catch hold of you. You will not make, release yourself from the bear. You have heard about this. In the winter season, how long I should speak? Now, in winter season, two sadhus were going by the side of the river. It was very cold at that time. One sadhu has got one blanket, another sadhu no blanket. He was shivering. Then that sadhu mentally is dejected. Why this sadhu has got no blanket, I have got blanket. Then in the early dawn in the morning, he saw one blanket was flowing in the river. Oh, you know swimming? Yes, I know swimming. There is a blanket there in the river. You get that blanket by swimming. And if you dry in the sun, then you will get the blanket. You have got no blanket, I have got blanket. Yes, wait for a minute. I know swimming very well. He jumped into it and caught hold of that blanket. Actually, that is not blanket. It is one bear. Bear was flowing in the river. And when he found somebody is there with all the nails, he also embraced that. Then, I thought it will give me relief from the cold. I shall get relief. Now it has become this. I shall die. What is this? This is bear. And bear has got no support, nothing. He got it that the person. And then both are trying to release themselves from this. Both are trying. Sometimes this bear is coming like this, rolling. And the other sadhu who was in the, by the side of the bank of the river. What we are showing this? Why you are spending your time? What sort of play you are showing? You give up. You would not bring that blanket. Give up. Oh, I have already given up. This blanket is not releasing me. What is that blanket? It's a bear. Then the sadhu, which is not attracted by the bear, he has got some compassion. He brought some rope, stone, and all sticks, etc. Somehow he dragged them, those pulled and brought them to by the side of the bank, and by striking the deer, somehow release that prey. So, if we want to enjoy this world, like a bear, this illusory energy will embrace us. Will embrace us. Oh, you come. You come to this. By your own effort, you will not be able to release yourself. You will require the help of the sadhus, which are not being enveloped by the illusory energy that we are. Without their help, you cannot rescue yourself. I have seen one gentleman of 50 years age. He came to Calcutta Mutt. You have seen our Calcutta Mutt? You have seen. To go to the first floor is very difficult, steep. And he came, that person, I have learned this world is all misery, is nothing. So I have given up my this worldly life. I want to join you, I want to worship. But you have got your wife and children. How you can come? If you come, they will not release you. They will come to take you. Let them come. I have already learned this worldly life is like this. I shall not go. Let them come. Will you not give me scope to worship in your mot? Give scope to all, but we have got no belief that you will be able to remain here. You may want to remain here, but your family relations will not allow you. Then he was persistently requesting, already remain. He remained, and his wife was searching for the husband, searching by providential desire, by providence. She came to our mot, and she was descending to the stairs, and promptly, "You are here? Now I have already learned that worldly life is a very dangerous life, it is a very miserable life. This human life is meant for bhajan. So I have decided to come. When you have married, you did not think about this. Giving all troubles to me. Now you will enjoy here. Come up!" By holding the hand of the husband, took him away. From our, before the sadhus, "You will enjoy here. I'm giving all responsibility to me. Allow me." Like that. If anybody marries, anybody wants to make himself free, relieve himself from the entanglement of the non-eternal relations, they will not allow you. They will forcibly bring like that. For that reason, how we can get emancipation from these births and deaths? There are other verses there, I will not say about this. But the time is short. I shall say the last verse. Very good. But I should not say. You see, you want to be released from the permanent entanglement in this world, non-eternal relations. Do you certainly want from the core of the heart? Yes. Then you give up your vanity. You can rescue yourself, give up your vanity. Tasmat gurum prabhadde jajigasa sreya uttamam. Shabde paradanishnada brahman upasramastra. You take shelter to a Sadguru. Complete surrender. When we have got disease, a diseased person, can he treat himself? He is to go to a doctor who has got the knowledge. He will diagnose the disease. I am a diseased person, I have got no knowledge. How can I treat myself? I have to go to doctors or specialists also. There are some diseases. And I have to take help of them. Doctor may say, you have got your worries of the body. You see to it. Why you have come to me? No, you have got knowledge of anatomy. I have got more knowledge. What is the reason? I don't know. You please examine and treat me. If the proper diagnosis is there, and a proper medicine and diet will be prescribed, by that he will be released from the disease. A diseased person cannot treat himself. We are diseased. Disease means birth, death, threefold appearance, this disease. These doctors cannot treat this. These worldly doctors. But Sadguru, Shuddha Bhakta, who has got the knowledge, the cause of this disease, you have to take shelter to him. Sabda Brahmanisnata par Brahmanisnata. He is to get the knowledge through perceptual channel. Srautriya. Another meaning of Srautriya is, he should have knowledge of the scriptures. By reasoning, he may make him understand. That understanding should be substantiated by scriptural evidence. Then, firmness will come. Without scriptural evidence, reasoning, by reasoning, he may show some reasoning. But by that, it is not firm. You have to have scriptural knowledge. It should be substantiated by scriptural, self-evident truth. That quality should be to Guru. And also, should you have practical knowledge, practical realization of Supreme Lord. Then he can, as per the defect of the conditioned soul, he can prescribe medicine. If there were no practical knowledge, how can he? Practical realization. For that reason, these two qualities are to be there. You have to take shelter to him. Such a guru in this world is rarely to be found. Even Mahadeva was speaking to Parvati. Bhava guru vasanti shishra vitta paharaka. Durlabha Sadguru Devi Shishya Santapahara. There are so many gurus are there, squeeze money from the disciples. But they cannot remove the afflictions. Bhava Guru Shishya Vittabhara. But rarely to be found such guru, bona fide guru, who can remove the affliction and give the highest objective to the disciples. Rarely to be found. If you want quantity, you should have to sacrifice quality. If you want quality, you have to sacrifice quantity. Both at a time you cannot get. One scientist, by his efforts, he invented something, some medicine for some diseases. And that is beneficial for the 600 crores of human beings, one person. Whether you will give importance to quantity or quality. During British regime, one engineer, he erected that Howrah bridge without any pillar. With this way, this way, that way. Now, after British regime, the engineers are there. They are puzzled how that person can be. They are also engineers. They started another new bridge. Not like that. They try, they don't know how to repair that. All are engineers. For that reason, you have to give importance to quality, not quantity. One good character person can do immense good to thousands and millions of persons. If all are characterless, who will give benefit to the others if they have not come? So Shuddha Bhakta Sadguru is very rare. So in this Kali Yuga, this is Yuga, there is only one piety is here. In Satya Yuga there are four pieties. In Treta Yuga only three pieties, one piety less. In Dwapar Yuga half and half. And in Kali Yuga only one piety, truth, Harinam, nothing else. In Kali Yuga. In Satya Yuga there are four pieties. And their life are in the marrow of the bone. They could perform penance thousands of years. Now we cannot remain fasting for one day. When their attached to the worldly objects in the second degree state, even in these Western countries, they also divide the material time into four groups, four periods, marking the deterioration of humanity from innocence and happiness. Golden age, silver age, brazen age, iron age. Their duration of time of the age is different. They are also Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali. In Satya Yuga by meditation, you could have worshipped Supreme Lord in Satya Yuga because they have got no attachment to the worldly objects. For that reason, you could perform penance. But when they become attached to worldly objects, tapasya, saucha, daya, sattva, there is no penance, one quality less. In Treta Yuga, they could not perform meditation. Their mind is diverted. The Rishi Munis prescribed, you have to give, offer the objects of your attachment to Supreme Lord, so that you can get concentrated to the object of Supreme Lord. The target is to get concentrated to the object of Supreme Lord. That was served in Satya Yuga by meditation. Now you will not be able to do this. You have got attachment. So you have to give omukaya swaha. You have to give those articles for the service of Krishna so that you can have attachment. But in Dwapar Yuga, they are given to senses. They have become slave of senses. If the utterance of mantra is defective, then they will get defective result. You will have defective consequence. The Rishi Muni said, now you cannot do even sacrifices. If you utter wrongly, you will get wrong result. Your senses, you are giving senses for the enjoyment. So those senses are to be given for the service of Supreme Lord. You should worship deity. In deity worship, you have to engage everything. Then you will have concentration to the object. But in Kali Yuga, we are all diseased. We are unable to worship. We cannot rise early. We cannot remain in the temple for 2 hours to worship. For 2 hours at a stage, you have to remain there. You have to worship. As per scriptural injunction, we have to do it for Guru, for Gauranga, Radha Krishna. But after 1 hour, I have got some sort of trouble of this calf going out. And also I have got some sort, I shall have to go to for urination, for evacuation, and all these things. Now how you will do it? Worship? It is also not possible. For that reason, Nandanandan Sri Krishna, taking the form of Radharani and mode of worship of Radharani, combined Radha Krishna, Gauranga, Mahaprabhu, as he saw in Kali Yuga, there will be difficult to get a bona fide Guru Sadhu. He appeared as Sadhu then. And his personal associate of Krishna Lila, Sanatana Goswami, through him he taught. Sanatana Goswami played the pastimes of a votary. And he asked question. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Guru was advising him. Sanatana Goswami, he was the Prime Minister of Bhushansha Basra. Although he was a Hindu, but he was by his quality. সনাতন গোস্বামী আস চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু হুয়ে মাই কে আমি কেন মরে জানি তার পত্র প্রাইম মিনিস্টার আই হ্যাম গট সো মাছ মানি এভরিথিং বাট আই এম আনহ্যাপি হুয়ে মাই হোয়াট এম আই হাই আই হ্যাভ বিন বার্ন আই হ্যাভ বিন বার্নিং উইথ দি থ্রি ফোল্ড অ্যাফ্লিকশনস হোয়াট ইজ মাই অবজেক্ট হায়েস্ট অবজেক্ট ওয়েদার মানি বিউটিফুল ওয়াইফ চিলড্রেন অর হেভেন অর ইমানসিপেশন প্লিজ অ্যাডভাইস মি আই হ্যাভ গট নো নলেজ টু ইন টু আস্ক কোয়েশ্চেন্স ইউ প্লিজ টেল মি মাই ফর মাই ইটার্নাল ওয়েলফেয়ার কি আমি কেন মরে যারে তপত্র ইহা নাহি জানি কইছে হি তো আই ডু নট নো মাই ওন বেনিফিট সাধ্য সাধারণ তত্ত্ব বুঝিতে না জানি হোয়াট ইজ মাই আলটিমেট এন্ড গোল অফ লাইফ অ্যান্ড হাউ টু গেট ইট ইভেন আই হ্যাভ গট নো ক্যাপাসিটি টু আস্ক কোয়েশ্চেন থ্রু সনাতন গোস্বামী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু টুয়ার্ড দি হোল হিউম্যান বিংস হোয়েন এ হিউম্যান বিং উইল হ্যাভ দিস সর্চ অফ সার্চ ফর ব্রহ্ম অর্থাৎ ব্রহ্ম জিজ্ঞাসা হি উইল গো টু সদ্গুরু হুয়ে মাই দেয়ার দি রং কনসেপশন অফ সেলফ দ্য রং কনসেপশন অফ দি রিকোয়ারমেন্ট ইফ আই থিঙ্ক আই এম দি বডি বডির রিকোয়ারমেন্ট উইল বি মাই রিকোয়ারমেন্ট অ্যান্ড আই শ্যাল take the matter to fulfill the desires of the body. I shall try to earn money. By earning money, I can fulfill the desires of my body. Who will stop him? Misconception of self. If we think I am body, the body will be my interest. Subtle body, mental development, intellectual. When I am atma, then spiritual development. Then I require. The requirement of atma is atma. Atma vari drashtrabha srasabha mantabha nijit dashit. The cause of your suffering is you have forgotten Krishna. You are eternal servant of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivar Sarubhaya Krishna Nitya Das. You are eternal servant of Krishna, you have forgotten Krishna. Krishna is all bliss, all existence, all nerves. You have to remember Krishna. If you remember Krishna, then there will be no defect, no trouble. How to remember? You chant his holy name. That is no other way. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. Three thighs, Harir Nama. If anybody says by meditation, no. By Nashpadam Jog, if I do, I went to yogic center, I had been to that place. What is that? Why? By that, we can, that yoga should be a bhakti yoga, the highest yoga in Gita. If you can remember Krishna, if you forget Krishna, then everything will be, so that universal energy will come. When you forget Krishna, universal energy will come. You come here, you want to enjoy this world, I am embracing you, come. Then we have to pass through life, through millions of births and deaths. If you want to be released from this entanglement, this mistake of coming to this world to enjoy, then you have to remember Krishna, take shelter to him, utter his name. No, by sacrifice. Then second, Harer Nam, Harer Nam. No, but not by sacrifice. Thrice. Third time, Harer Nam, by worship deities. No. Only Harinam. Certainly Harinam. In this Kali Yuga there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Except Harinam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhu kahe kahilam, ehi mahamantra. Iha japa gyashwe kariya nirbandha. ইহাই তো সর্বসিদ্ধি হইবে সবার সর্বক্ষণ বল হইতে বুদ্ধি নেই কি ভোজনে কি বিষয় নেই ভয় ইটিং ওয়ার ওয়ার লাইং এভরিহার ইউ ক্যান ডু হরি না গেট এভরিথিং